what I've seen over a couple of decades doing fintech work, the biggest thing that I think separates success from lack of success is those businesses that find demand. Even if you don't have the business model right at first, you will figure it out over time. Some of those companies get up and get going, but if they're not able to pivot into something where they find demand and are able to meet that demand, it's really tough to get a business off the ground.
Support provided by the Vital Credit Card. Make a statement in your wallet with a sleek metal credit card that pays you cash back when you share and spend responsibly while helping you improve your credit health. Request your invite at vital.fintechconfidential.com. Welcome to FinTech Confidential, bringing you the people, tech, and companies that change how you pay and get paid. Will, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ted, it's great to be with you here today.
Rapid Finance is a small business finance software that has offered trusted financing with technology, speed, and deep expertise since 2005. And Will, you're a former Navy SEAL, a Stanford grad, and have been involved with banking and payments for well over 20 years. You got to tell me, how did you fall into fintech?
Ted, I was interested coming out of grad school in manufacturing of all things. One day walking across the quad, I was tackled by a recruiter from Capital One who drugged me over to a table, and then I found myself in banking. After a few years at Capital One, doing some telecom work in an ill-fated telecom venture that the company was after there, I got onto other things, did some debt buying, some collections, some specialty credit card work, and actually started the first prepaid debit card program for Capital One many years ago. I was interested in that, and as Capital One was looking to do other things in the business that I was running for them, myself and a couple guys on my team started a prepaid debit card company, and that's how it all got going.
One of the things that I'm really curious about, being a vet myself, is there something specifically from your SEAL training and your SEAL experience and military experience in general that has really helped you with fintech?
You know, I would say the military is a great place to start if that's your thing when you are early in your career, because you learn a bunch of stuff. I was fortunate in that I got to lead teams and be responsible for lots of equipment and other sort of mission critical items that had a pretty big dollar value attached to them very early in my career. And so I think that kind of leadership and management experience of people and equipment and dollars early on in your career is something that you get in the military that you don't get in many other places. And so that's been a big leg up for me early in my management career.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up, because as I think back, I had responsibilities for billions of dollars of equipment and tens of people within my platoon. So I start to think about that. And, you know, you really don't think about it until you start to put it in the words like what you did. I just saw it as part of my day-to-day job and all the different things, and just making sure that things didn't go wrong. But had great leaders there to help me along the way.
I think particularly early on when you're, you know, whether you're 18 or 22, right? We don't have that career reference point, right? So it's like, oh yeah, I'm responsible for a $30 million fighter jet, right? And this is just what I do for work, right? We don't think about that.
Yeah. So looking, you'd mentioned a handful of companies that you've been part of. You started a prepaid card company. You know, what was it that got you all the way over? I think you joined a Rapid Finance 2015. How did you end up at Rapid Finance?
So, you know, we grew the prepaid debit card company for a couple of years. We merged with another prepaid debit card company out of California called Account Now. I continued on with Account Now, and we continued to build that business up until early 2015, where a bank called Green Dot, which is one of the big players in prepaid debit cards, acquired us. And so A few months thereafter, as I was working on integration items, the private equity guys who had invested in my debit card company gave me a call and asked if I wanted to come back to the East Coast, come back to the lending side of things, and join the team at Rapid.
That is fantastic. So when we look at Rapid Finance, it focuses on providing SME lending technology through a network of capital providers. How would you describe the Rapid Finance mission?
Ted, you know, as I think about our mission here at Rapid Finance, it's really to help small businesses grow and prosper. And small businesses need capital to be able to do that. Some small businesses, based on the type of business or maybe the stage of the business that they're in, can access all kinds of different forms of capital. They may get an SBA loan of various types. The United States Department of Agriculture actually has a very big rural small business lending program. But then there are other times where those products are either unavailable or they're not the right financing product that the small business needs at the time. And so we provide those sorts of products on our own balance sheet. We also work with probably 50 or 60 other small business financing companies to help the small business owner first figure out what the right type of financing is for their particular business need at the time. And second, help them secure that financing.
So you mentioned a number of products, you know, and I looked at the website and you and I had a chance to kind of talk through some of these things. You guys have offer asset-based loans, factoring, bridge loans, small business loans, SBA loans, just to name a few. How does Rapid Finance look at SMB loans differently than an SBA loan?
Yeah, so some of those loans we offer on our own balance sheet, and some of those financing products we do through partnerships with others. We are not an SBA lender, so we can help small businesses find an SBA loan, if that's what they're looking for, through some SBA lending partners of ours. You know, a small business may or may not qualify for an SBA loan, depending on what type of business they are, what stage of growth they're in, and other things about their business. So many small business owners may start by thinking, hey, what I need or what I want is an SBA loan. But that may not actually be the right choice for them.
So if I'm a lender or a company, because you'd mentioned you have partners and you have lending partners in the background. If I'm a lender or a company that's wanting to deploy capital, what should I be looking for in a technology platform provider?
Yeah, so while we are a lender ourselves, we are also making elements of our technology platform available to others who are either lenders themselves to small businesses or want to become lenders to small businesses. Fundamentally, when you want to be a lender to a small business, even if you have experience on the consumer side, you need to think about it a little bit differently. The main difference is when you're doing commercial lending, your borrower is not a person. Your borrower is a business entity that may be owned by one person or it may be owned by several people. And so you wind up having this one-to-many relationship of business owners to businesses that you have to take into account when you're doing your credit modeling and your underwriting for a small business loan. And so we offer software platforms to enable companies to do just that.
Give us like an example of how a company could use the entire platform to deliver a product. And then we'll dive into like a couple examples of how it's modular in nature and how that can be leveraged to accelerate a business's program.
Sure, Ted. So the platform covers everything that is needed in order to originate, service, and ultimately collect on, if necessary, a small business loan asset. When we think of the value chain for small business lending, it's a fairly simple three-step process. First, I'm acquiring, and there I'm getting a lead, a small business owner who is interested in financing for their business. The second thing I'm doing is I'm doing origination, which is I'm seeing what kind of loan, what dollar amount, and what terms they could qualify for. And I'm creating a number of quotes that they can select from. Then after they accept one of those quotes, it moves on to servicing, where I'm doing the regular collections or perhaps recoveries if that becomes necessary down the road. And so we have elements of our platform that can do all of those parts. We can take on the origination by standing up an online web form, or we can have some of our business advisors that would interact over the telephone with the customer. We move on to the origination portion, which does a whole bunch of data aggregation and enhancement to run credit models and evaluate the credit worthiness, the dollar amount, the term, and the rate that would be associated for various financing products. Then it will go to underwriting, where, if necessary, an underwriter could dig deeper, or we can run the machine-driven rules to help the underwriters to determine whether this is a loan that should be funded or not. Then from funding, it goes on to the servicing platform. And on the servicing side, we're doing all the functions of customer service, collections, and working with customers if they run into a problem. And then ultimately, if things write off, the recoveries part.
So when you look at that full solution, I mean, that typically takes a lot of time. When you start looking at small business loans, by being able to have that in a modular fashion, how are you helping other companies speed up the time to market or the time to funding for the merchants or for the businesses, I should say?
Yeah. So Ted, when we think about the speed that small businesses have a need for capital, it's a different sort of thing than if you're a really large company, right? If you're a large company, you've got financial teams that are doing forecasts and figuring out what your capital needs are going to be years in advance. Small business owners often have an opportunity that comes up with that for them. I just landed a new contract and I have to hire more employees to execute on it. Or I've got a hot product and it's really selling, so I need to buy more inventory. And so that might come up on a Tuesday and they need funding by Thursday to get the wheels moving, right? And so that's what we really focus on, is that speed up front in the origination piece. On our book, if we have a small business owner that gets a completed application to us, we have 80% of them that are going to get funded. They get funded within 24 hours. The balance of the rest, it's usually not a day or two longer than that, because that's what small business owners really need, right? They have these opportunities, they come up and they need to act quickly. So our platform is designed to do that by automating all of the tasks that are associated with evaluating a small business application, from reading information from paper statements of various types to grabbing accounting data straight out of their QuickBooks account, running all this through models, doing fraud checks and things on the front end and the back end, interactive evaluations with the small business owner, trying to understand what their needs are, and ultimately getting to a decision and funding quickly.
So with the Fed continuing to increase interest rates, and there's a lot of tightening going on in these lending markets, in addition to the economy slowing down just a little bit, which, by the way, I didn't really notice. I was at the mall this weekend, and it was busier than years that I've seen in the past. But tell me, what do you see as opportunities ahead for the lending sector as we continue to see these tightening measures?
Yeah. So Ted, in the lending space, as we look forward into next year, sort of with this backdrop of interest rates rising due to Fed actions and tightening sort of across the board, if you know where to look, there are always good small businesses that have a need for capital. Even in a time that was as rough on small businesses as during the early spring of 2020 when the pandemic was going on, while many small businesses were closed for health reasons and struggling, there was lots of small businesses in the online space and other spaces that were just booming. And so, depending on what the situation is, there are always good small businesses that have a need for capital to grow. And so that's what we look for because we want to help those small businesses grow.
So what opportunity do you see for the lending space? I know you talked about there being good businesses out there, but what are the opportunities for the lenders and the fintechs to really capitalize on that?
So some of the opportunities unique to the fintechs that we're expecting to come along in 2023 are a result of what banks are doing. Banks are, particularly through SBA loans, they are some of the largest lenders to small businesses. But the banks are looking forward to 2023 and preparing their balance sheets for a recession, right? That means that they're tightening credit. They're holding on to liquidity. Some of the challenges that banks are seeing are that deposit volumes are dropping as consumers and businesses are exhausting the last of the government-driven pandemic-era funds. And also banks, it's likely that they may have to hold more capital due to some regulatory changes, right? What that means is that banks will be more selective about the small businesses that they will approve for various types of financing products. And that creates an opportunity for others in the space to find those well-positioned small businesses that are a good lending risk and to be able to serve them, right? And so one of the things that's interesting that we're seeing is we're seeing our lead volume increase at a time when the general sentiment is that everyone is tightening. And so we see that as a good sign for us to be able to pick and choose to put the assets on our balance sheet that are going to be the most resilient as we head into next year.
Can you share an example of how Rapid Finance is helping these companies you just mentioned seize those opportunities?
Yeah. So in terms of the opportunities and where we can help a small business that may not be able to be served by a bank, one of our longest standing small business customers is a restaurant that is now in Castroville, California, called Phil's Fish Market. Phil has been we have been a financing partner for Phil for over 10 years now. And as you can imagine, Phil's Fish Market is a seafood restaurant. And many banks and other types of lenders are looking for assets that will back the act as collateral for backing their loan. Phil, being a seafood restaurant, he has a lot of collateral, and during busy holiday seasons and other seasons, right, he needs to stock up. But his collateral has a shelf life of a few days to a week, right? He's buying shrimp and lobster and all kinds of fish, and that's not the kind of asset that banks are often looking for, right? And so, but we can look at Phil's business being a very successful restaurant, and we can evaluate the cash flow of that business. See how long Phil has been in business, what a great customer base he's got, and be a long-term capital partner to Phil when he has that need.
So it sounds like that is a prime candidate for factoring, merchant cash advance type stuff. Is that a good assessment of Phil's need in that case?
So for Phil, we're mostly doing loans. Okay. You know, there are different businesses that where different types of products can make sense. In general, most small businesses could do with more than one type of financing product. They may have a commercial real estate loan on their place of business. In addition, they may have a working capital loan for a particular piece of equipment, like a pizza oven that they need that sits on those premises. And they may have a need for a line of credit for those inventory or other expenses that tend to vary through business cycles throughout the year. So it's really about helping the business owner first understanding their business, seeing what their needs are, and helping that business owner figure out with what the right financing solution is for their particular need at the time.
So we talked about a bunch of different products and a bunch of different needs. for maybe a single small business. And when you look at the overarching financial ecosystem, services ecosystem, it's really still severely disjointed, disconnected to how people really use, track, and try and grow their money. How is Rapid Finance positioned to lead the SMB lending market to solve for that issue?
Yes. Yeah, so Ted, you know, when we think about small business lending and the way that it has historically been done, a lot of it has gone through banks, and it has been sort of an offshoot of the commercial lending side. And when you're doing commercial lending, you're probably doing loans with an average dollar amount of $2 or $3 million, sometimes more if you're a really big bank. And the process that you go through when you're lending that amount of money is very involved. Historically, it's been very human driven. Right, you might be putting people on airplanes to, you know, fly to other states and do inventory counts and warehouses and things like that, because that's the kind of thing that makes sense when you're doing a $5 or $10 million loan. Right, on the other side of the spectrum, you've got consumer lending. And over the last number of decades, consumer lending has become very efficient because, right, you can go in, you can go online, somebody can fill out a form, you can pull credit bureau and other information, right, run your fraud checks and say, yeah, this is a person who could qualify for a $10,000 credit card and approve them right there, and they can be spending that day. Small businesses fit in the middle. They're not a perfect fit for the consumer side because they're more complicated and they're more varied. But they don't have the same dollar amounts associated with them that commercial lending operations have. So what you really need to do to be efficient and fast in the small business space is be able to have a platform that allows you to sort of dial a lever depending on what that small business looks like. Everywhere on the one end from, hey, this looks like a sole prop. Maybe it's an Uber driver, right? It's something that looks very consumer-like, but I'm actually lending to a business entity. And therefore, there are some things that are different. But I can do a lot of that checking be fast and be light touch. All the way to, I might be doing a small business loan for an established small business that maybe has multiple locations. Maybe it's somebody with, five or six McDonald's franchises, and they might have 50 or 60 employees, right? So a much larger small business, and maybe that loan is $500,000 or $1 million loan. And so there you'd want to say, hey, I can identify that loan, things specific about this small business, and I'm going to let the machine do a bunch of automated parts. There's going to be things in there that I want to put human underwriters in the loop. And so the platform we've built has rules and workflow engines that allow, based on characteristics of both the applicant and the product, to have different workflows that involve different elements of man and machine through the process.
Your platform leverages data and a whole bunch of different tools from all over different parts of the ecosystem. How can financial institutions and fintechs use tools and data to drive a better customer experience?
Yeah, so Ted, when it comes to customer experience, data can be super helpful. And it's really a matter of making it as easy on the applicant as you possibly can. That starts with every time that you either have data or can find data that you don't need somebody to type into a form, use that. Where you can pre-fill forms because you have data or a partner you're working with has data, ask people to pre-fill it for them and ask them to validate it, right? Sometimes things change. You want them to check that to make sure that it's right. As you get the data, you want to constantly be having rule sets to evaluate that data. Right. So don't make somebody sit there and take a half hour or an hour filling out a long application only to say, oh, I'm sorry, the second thing that you put in here indicates that you're a business type that we can't make a loan to. Right. So it's much better for an applicant if there's not going to be an affirmative answer and you know that, to get a quick no up front than to do a whole bunch of work, only to find out that, hey, this never could have happened for me anyway. So it's really about the way you structure your process and your flows around what you can help a small business owner with versus the amount of effort that they have to put in to get there.
So we've talked a lot about the small business experience, but one of the things that Rapid Finance offers is the platform out to lenders, whether it be a traditional bank or an alternative lender. But at the same time, you also offer the access to a lot of those groups as well to other capital providers. When you look at the types of companies that you are looking to partner with to expand that ecosystem, let's just start with first, what's the perfect or the ultimate customer from a technology perspective? And then we'll move over to the capital side.
Sure, Ted. So as we think of the kind of enterprise partners that we would want to work with in small business lending, really what we're looking to do is to bring lending as a service to that relationship. Now, the one thing that I think all of those enterprise partners would have in common is they have a large base of small business customers that they want to be able to bring financial products to, specifically capital-oriented products, like loans or factoring or lines of credit and the like. So what we are able to do is in that lending as a service model, we can do everything from you've got a big pool of small business customers, but you're really not interested in doing the lending or you're not set up to do it from a regulatory standpoint. But you want to be able to bring this to your customers and participate, in some joint value there. We can do all of it, right? So maybe in that example, the partner company is working with us on marketing campaigns. But once we get responders, we're taking it from there through the acquisition, origination, and servicing process and keeping those loans on our own balance sheet. On the other end of the spectrum, there may be a partner that looks maybe like a bank that already has the authority to lend. They have a balance sheet, so they have the capacity to do lending. And they're a bank, so they make loans, so they know how to lend. But maybe the thing that they need is they need a small business lending software platform that allows them greater speed, accuracy, and efficiency to make the economics work and make the customer experience better for the small business customer, right? So maybe all that partner needs is one or more elements of our software platform, or they may want us to participate as a servicing partner in some pieces. For instance, inevitably when some of those small business loans write off, maybe they don't want to do the collections or recoveries work, in which case we could do that in the relationship
really
as
nice
well.
To hear. One of the things that is interesting as I dove in to Rapid Finance is it is so modular. It really allows you to plug in the pieces that you need for how you are lending to your small business customers. And I really appreciate, you going through all of this stuff with us today. But I have a question that's a little, less fintechy and more guidance focused. We have a lot of fintech startup founders that listen and watch the show. If you were to give those fintech startup founders just that one piece of advice on how to build a successful company, what would that be?
Yeah, that's a great one, Ted. So if you're going to start a new fintech company, what's the one thing where you should start out? I've been down this path a couple of times, and some of them have worked out, and frankly, some of them have not worked out. And as I reflect on my own experience as well as what I've seen over a couple of decades doing fintech work, the biggest thing that I think separates success from lack of success is those businesses that find demand, right? there is demand for what you are providing in the market. Even if you don't have the business model right at first, you will figure it out over time. Right. There will be a, customers will seek you out, and, capital sources that you need to grow and expand your business will be available. Right. There's lots where it's like, hey, that's a really cool technology and we can go build that. And right. Some of those companies get up and get going, but, if they're not able to pivot into something where they find demand, and are able to meet that demand, it's really tough to get a business off the ground. You know, there are certain entrepreneurs out there, that, in fintech and other spaces, they got a nose for it, right? And they can find that demand. They find what people want. They figure out how to make money later. But strong demand will take you a long way.
Is there anything that you wanted to make sure that the audience hears from you or from Rapid Finance?
Yeah. So Ted, I'd say for your audience, if you are a small, in the small business space out there as an, entrepreneur or as a, fintech company that wants to serve the small business community, we're looking for partners. We would love to hear from you. If you are an enterprise, scale customer out there that wants to bring capital to your small business customers or wants to learn how you could get into providing your own capital, we would love to partner with you as well. So give us a shout and we can give you more details on what we can do together. Where to go and look
and connect. Where's the best place to connect with you and where's the best way to reach out to the company to see if that partnership makes sense?
Yeah. So, you can find us online, of course, at rapidfinance.com. You'll find that we have, two segments that are out there. We have our small business borrower segment and then we have the rapid enterprise segment. So, if you are an enterprise customer, you're going to want to go look at the rapid enterprise side where you can take a look at what we have to offer in software servicing and partnerships. And on the small business owner side, we'd love to show you, what we can help you with, in terms
Fantastic.
Of capital
so
needs for your small business enterprise.
I'm going to put the links to this in the show notes, as well as down in the description for everybody to get a hold of the folks at Rapid Finance. Well, thank you so much for your time today. This has been amazing. I love doing research on this. I love having the conversation and I always learn something new.
Ted, thanks so much for having me. It's been great to talk with you and with your audience.
Support provided by SolvePath in e-commerce. It's really easy to get bogged down with basic support inquiries. Whether that's where is my package, how do I return or exchange this item, or just to cancel a subscription. SolvePath is an AI-driven customer support system that uses a visual format and self-serve technology to quickly and effectively resolve issues, resulting in satisfying support experiences for customers. Customize a visual support experience for your e-commerce brands and increase your overall performance, enhance the customer experience, and drastically reduce support costs. Get the best customer support system for your business. Get SolvePath. Get started by visiting getsolvepath.com.
This has been a production of Diamond D3 Media, with all rights reserved. This is provided for informational purposes only. It is not offered or intended to be used as legal, tax, investment, financial, or other advice. We strive to provide accurate and up-to-date information, but will not be responsible for any missing facts or inaccurate information. You comply and understand that you should use any of this information at your own risk. Cryptocurrencies are highly volatile financial assets, so research and make your own financial decisions.